later that day, the pastor came up to him and he said, "Did this woman tell you any of her story?" He said, "No, all she could say was what she had said to him." He said her mother was in a concentration camp in Germany. Her mother tried to abort her because she felt that she would die if she was born in that camp. But the abortion was not successful. The child was born, and she was sold to the German officers for sexual favors in order that her mother and the child might live. And those were the kinds of memories that she grew up with. And that was the source of her pain. Now, not all of our stories are that dramatic. But believe me, if you scratch the surface of the hundreds of thousands of women who come through our doors and the hundreds of thousands of women who never get to that point of coming to a crisis pregnancy center, you'll find the wounds and the pain just as deep. And that's why only the love and truth of Jesus Christ can heal that heart. And that's the message that the pro-abortionists are so afraid of. That's the message that they fear above all. And that's why the pro-abortionists realize that they have got to shut down the crisis pregnancy centers. That's where the lawsuits come from. They come from the realization that what goes on in these centers is something much more than just stopping abortion. It's getting down to the root cause of what makes a woman choose abortion in American society. And they fear that more than anything. Let's go back to the statistics for a moment. 71% of women getting abortions come from within the church, 16% from our own evangelical churches. Our pollsters, our analysts telling us the only way we will stop abortion in America is through a revival of God's people. A church that's ambivalent and unable to move forward, but yet with God giving us doors of opportunity to walk through. Right now, our organization is working with one of the largest Baptist state conventions in the country to develop a program for churches within that state, Southern Baptist churches, to become CareNet churches, to become churches that would have the coordinators, that would train their lay people, that would develop crisis pregnancy centers and youth ministries and ministries to post-abortive women. We are so excited about that. We love Southern Baptists. And boy, they've got strong conservative leadership. They've got people in their pews who want to do something. They've got an organizational structure that works. And when you take the leaders of a state convention like the one we're working with and begin to show them this vision, they come forward and say, "We will do anything. How can you train us?" And our vision and our hope is that through this pilot program in one of our states, we will continue to work with Southern Baptist churches and other denominations to develop that network of CareNet churches around the country. Because this is the vision, that as the doors begin to close, these are the doors that God continues to open. And these are the doors that no Supreme Court decision and no presidential edict and no congressional law can ever stop. Because this is the vision of the Church of Jesus Christ, strong and victorious and marching forward and speaking as a beacon of light and truth and hope to a culture that is literally dying. And we can be, as Martin Luther said, working and being victorious and changing our culture on that one point where the devil seems to be attacking the most. And surely, in 20th century American society, the issue where Satan attacks the most is this one of abortion, the issue that will not go away. And our prayer is that those of you who will pastor churches and will have the opportunity to minister to the 15-year-old girl and to the woman who was born in the concentration camp and to the parents who think that the football scholarship is more important than their daughter's life, you'll have that opportunity to talk with those people. You'll have the opportunity to change the hearts and minds of millions of people. Let's not forfeit that opportunity. God is opening the doors. He's lifted up his people already. We stand in amazement as we look. All the energy and the time, certainly not wasted, but put into the legal side of this and the political side, all of that time, and we spent all these years, and we feel like over here, through the back door, God was raising up his people in a way that we never imagined, that we never planned for. But now, as these doors close, these doors open. And his word to us is, go forward in my church. Educate and equip and lift up my people, because I am going before you. And this is my vision, and this is how I speak to the culture. And that ministry of truth and love and healing will never die. No one can stop that. And be strong in bringing that forth to my people. This school has a place in our hearts because of the battles that have gone before. And I know when we were in seminary, it was so much a vision on our hearts to be strong and valiant in our culture for Christ. And I know that that's the vision of hearts that are here. To be strong and valiant for Christ, standing for the truth. But as we stand for the propositional truth, let us also stand for the truth of love and healing, and bring together the truth of Jesus Christ and the compassion of Jesus Christ. And when those two things come together, that is a light and a hope and a witness to American culture that can never be denied. And that's what will change abortion in America. And that's the vision of our hearts. Let's pray. Father, we praise you this morning for your love and your tenderness. Father, I praise you that you have put men and women in this school who are so valiant for truth. Oh, Father, I praise you for the work of this denomination, for the leadership and the courage and the strength that's here, and for what you're doing. Oh, Lord, we ask that on this issue, where so many millions of unborn lives and the lives of women are at stake, we ask that on this issue, too, your love and your truth might go forth. Let your church and your people be that beacon of light and hope, a strong and valiant and caring voice to a culture that so desperately needs to hear your gospel. Let your power and your truth and your love go forward in a mighty way, that we might walk through the doors that you are opening. It's in your name that we bring our thanks and our praise. Amen.